Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Thursday, June 30th, and we're the podcast that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest. The Supreme Court issued a major environmental case today, choosing to limit the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to regulate pollutants like carbon dioxide. The 6-3 ruling was split along ideological lines. It was authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, with Kagan, Breyer, and Sotomayor dissenting. Experts say this could be extremely damaging to the planet and human health and accelerate climate change.
After a number of rulings upholding conservative positions, the Supreme Court's final decision of the term is a bit of a curveball. It has allowed the Biden administration to end Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The case, known as Biden versus Texas, started when Trump enacted a policy that forced migrants seeking asylum to remain south of the border until their asylum claims were ruled on. In 2021, the White House undid that policy, allowing migrants to enter the country while they waited out their cases. A Texas federal judge then ruled that Biden's reversal violated immigration law. And now the Supreme Court has sided with Biden.
Is inflation finally starting to go down? Yes, a little, and only if you remove highly volatile food and fuel prices. But still, the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis reported today that the core rate of inflation rose only 4.7% in the 12 months ending in May. That's down from 5.3% in February. But most Americans won't feel the improvement because of those pesky high food and energy costs.
President Biden today called the Supreme Court's abortion decision outrageous and threw his support behind congressional action to codify abortion protections into national law.
And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights. It should be. We provide an exception for this. Require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
But it's unlikely all 50 Senate Democrats would support getting rid of the filibuster for this issue.
It's the last day of the first half of 2022, and for the stock market anyway, it has not been a great 6 months. All three major indexes closed the day down around 1%, and for the S&P 500, this marks the worst first half year in more than half a century. The good news is the last time the S&P fell this much in the first half of the year, in 1970, the second half saw a huge rally.
Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens, so check back whenever you want to know the latest. Coming up, Rebecca and I play our weekly game that we like to call Two Headlines and a Lie.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners, like Envoy, Tandem, and Miro. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone. Well, I guess some things are only good on TV. The NYPD's Special Victims Division, the real one, is under investigation by the Department of Justice for an alleged pattern of gender-biased policing, which seems to boil down to shaming and abusing survivors. One example, a woman who said she was raped by someone she knew had her police report written up as a dispute rather than a crime.
Abortion and reproductive rights organizations say Instagram is flagging their posts as sensitive content and age-restricting them or even hiding them. Orgs like Abortion Finder, Aid Access, and Plan C Pills all say their posts about abortion pills and access were taken down. Plan C Pills had to appeal their rejection several times when all of their Instagram ads were removed. They all say posting the word abortion flags something in Instagram, as well as Facebook. A spokesperson at Meta claims there's a bug.
Now that the Supreme Court has overturned abortion rights, the Washington Post reports there's been a huge uptick in the number of men seeking vasectomies. One urologist told the Washington Post that appointments for the SNP have tripled from about 5 a day to around 18, and he's booked through August. And some men electing for vasectomies say they're worried the Supreme Court could come after contraception next.
This holiday weekend could be bad for travelers. Lots more people flying and airlines canceling and delaying flights due to staffing shortages. You know, oof. Delta, though, is offering some relief by letting you change your flights for free. So if you have a flight booked between July 1st and 4th, you can book a new flight without a change fee. But of course, there's a catch. You'll have to fly before July 8th and between the same cities. In Disney's never-ending quest for more money, its new cruise ship, Disney Wish, wishes you to spend $5,000 on a cocktail. It's coming to the cruise ship's Star Wars-themed bar. It's called the Kyber Crystal. For all you Star Wars noobs out there, that's the crystal that powers lightsabers. Unfortunately, for $5,000, the only force you'll be feeling is on your wallet. It's cool that it contains really expensive Remy Martin cognac, and it's served out of a droid with a smoke machine and everything, but come on. $5,000? For that kind of cred, you could have someone build you an actual lightsaber. Now we're going to play our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. Our friends over at Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, play this game every Thursday.
Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here with us again this week. Maddie, remind our listeners how the game works.
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than the compliments I get on my platform Crocs.
Oh, come on. They look good.
And I have gibbets, too. Thank you. Everyone's mean to me about them.
Rude.
Anyways, so Dave and Rebecca, as always, you're going to guess which headline you think is the lie.
And last week, Maddie, I don't know if you remember, because last week was actually 2 years ago, but you successfully outsmarted us. Both Rebecca and I guessed wrong.
So go easy on us this week, Maddie, please. We're still a bit raw.
Please, just give us one.
Of course, I made it super difficult to make everything worse.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Maddie, without further ado, what you got for us this week?
Okay. So headline A, new Wimbledon documentary has interviews with former pros, journalists, and Dick Cheney.
Okay.
Headline B, analysts accuse Bed Bath & Beyond of turning off AC in stores to save money as sales plummet. And headline C, UK Treasury takes a stake in sex party planning company called Killing Kittens.
Okay. I'm going to call shenanigans and say all three headlines are the lie.
They're all fake. Oh my gosh. I'm going to say headline B, the one about the AC being turned off in Bed Bath & Beyond to save money, is the lie because it sounds the most plain. And that is my strategy today, and I am sticking with it. Headline B is the lie.
Not to like glom onto what Rebecca does, but here I am glomming on. I agree. I feel like, to me, that one feels like the fake headline. Because, yeah, Dick Cheney being interested in tennis, like that kind of seems
realistic.
Like something he might be into. And then the third one, sex parties, UK... Sure.
I feel like C could also be real because the Brits love parties, as we have learned from Downing Street. So
yeah, right? Boris Johnson? So basically, I'm also going to agree with Rebecca. I'm going to say that headline B, the one about Bed Bath & Beyond turning off their AC to save some money, is the lie.
I also feel like, Maddie, you were counting on the fact that it's really hard for me to remember whether Dick Cheney is alive or not, and I'm always surprised by the answer. So you probably thought we thought he was dead and couldn't be seen for an interview. So I don't know. I think we're right on this one. Okay, Maddie, tell us the truth.
I'm so excited to tell you guys that you're both wrong.
No, not again.
Damn it.
I can't do this again.
The Dick Cheney one was a lie. I made that up.
Man.
Damn. Well, tell us about the real headlines, Maddie.
I would love to. I made up the Dick Cheney one. So Bed Bath & Beyond has been accused of cutting its air conditioning in stores to save money. That's according to a new report from analysts at Bank of America. They say the company is trying to cut costs to make up for slumping sales. But Bed Bath & Beyond told CNN that corporate did not tell stores to adjust their ACs. So it's a little bit of drama.
It kind of makes me, I don't know why this news makes me feel kind of sad for Bed Bath & Beyond.
I bet Bed Bath is like, look, you know, we got towels. If you're hot, just grab a towel and just mop up your head.
They're like, it's like a store of fans. So I feel like they could just turn
all the fans.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, the UK Treasury has become a shareholder in this company called Killing Kittens, which organizes sex parties. And it's all because of the specific clause in a pandemic business loan program specifically for startups in the UK that gives the state-owned British business bank equity in exchange for the loan. So now the UK government has about a 1.5% share in a company that runs private sex parties.
Good for them.
Well, very cool. Thank you, Maddie. Not for beating us, but for the information about the other headlines. And hey, for everybody else listening, be sure to subscribe to Morning Brew and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie.
Bye, Maddie.
Bye.
Make sure to follow the Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.